Okay, Chefra. We're learning some of the halachos of Pas Akum, etc., like we've been doing for a while. And yesterday we began a conversation about what happens if the bread is cooked. What happens if the bread is cooked to some extent, and then it is not completely cooked? Let's say the bread is cooked, what the halacha would consider maicho ben drusoi, which we noted is the amount of cooking that a fleeing fugitive would still eat it, and then the Yisrael completes the cooking. So what's the din in that case? And the conversation over here begins with a Mordechai. The Mordechai in Siman Tav Tav Lamed Aleph writes that if the bread is cooked without chitoy, without a kissing, even karmu pnei hapas b'tanur, chitoy v'Yisrael helps afterwards, as long as the bread is tzarech l'tanur u'mashpiach b'fiyah so, devigum r'biyag Yisrael demaskinim hapa demoter. Right? In other words, the idea that the idea that they are getting at is that Gomro Biyad Yisrael is going to be mutter. The Gemara actually on Daf Lamed Ches has a discussion, and the Gemara says if a Jew cooks a Kameichel Ben Trusoy and it's Gomro Biyad Akum, so then it is going to be mutter. So Zok the Gemara, if Gomro Biyad Akum is mutter, Kol Shekein Gomro Biyad Yisrael is mutter. That's the Gemara in Lamed Gimel, Lamed Ches Amid Beis. The question, however, is what's considered Gomro? What does it mean that it's completely finished? And that's not a simple thing to answer. And in fact, that's a Machlekes HaRishonim that is quoted in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel Se'if Tes. Over there, the Rishonim have a Machlekes about what happens. The Rashba and the Rush have a machlokes about if the goy cooks a kameichel ben drusoy and then the Jew finishes it up, is that considered a problem? And the halacha in the mechaber is that you should really not be mekel on this. You can only be mekel on this if it's erev Shabbos or erev Yontiv or Hefzid, right? Situations like that. But you should really not be mekel on this shayla. Nonetheless, over here, la halacha, we are mekel. Even though there are two opinions in this Mordechai. The Mordechai says you could be mekel. Then the Mordechai quotes that Rabbeinu Yehuda kasa b'ksav yodai mesecha Shabbos not to be mekel. In other words, once the bread is karmu pnei hapas, which is the equivalent of maichel ben drusoy, that the bread cannot be improved. Nonetheless, la halacha, by the pas, they are going to be lahalocha by the pas. They are going to be mekel. And lachaora, the kula between pas and bishul is what we mentioned 1,000 times, which is that by pas you have the din of al halachem yichya ha'adam. By pas you have the possibility that maybe the iser never spread. So therefore, if a goy cooks it kemaychol ben drusoy, and then the Jew finishes it off, the mechaber is mekel by pas, although by bishul the mechaber is inclined to be machmir. Okay, now if you look at the Darkei Moshe, over here has an interesting line. The Darkei Moshe quotes from the Sefer HaAgur that even after the bread was removed from the oven, and then you put the bread back in, it's going to be mutter, because all you need is a hecker. That's already an interesting idea. All I need is a hecker, right? This l'cha'ora, when I see the word hecker, I begin to think Rambam. But I don't think that's what the Sefer HaAgur means in this context. I think what the Sefer HaAgur really means is that there's a hecker in the final product. Meaning that the bread lemaisa is improved because the Jew puts it back in. The bread was cooked. The bread is edible. the bread is improved when the Jew puts it back in. So that is considered the heker in the final product, which means that it's mashbiach. If this is the case, so then, I'm not sure about this, but I think there might be room to question a point in the Chalkas Bin Yamin. The Chalkas Bin Yamin notes that it's only going to be mutter if it's only going to be mutter if there is additional cooking that's done on the bread. However, if the bread is only warmed up, so then there's no kula here. That's what the Chalkas Bin Yamin said. Now, I'm not 1,000,000% sure as to whether this is correct, because if the hesber in this din is what it says in the Sefer HaAgor, which is just that it's nikar, it's just a heker, so l'chaora, warming the bread up would also be a heker. So I'm not 1,000,000% sure that this is correct, but I'm not sure it's wrong. I'm just raising the point for your consideration. Okay, so what we have over here in Kuf Yud Beis, Se'if Yud Beis, is the din that if the bread is already cooked, K'maychol Ben Drusoy, can you improve it? Can you further cook it? And can you be Mekol based on that? We noted that there's a stira, as it were, between the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Yud Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch says that you should be machmir unless it's Erev Shabbos or the like, and the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yud Beis, where he's Mekol in Gansen. The Avni Nezer has a razzle-dazzle, right, just to use Rabbi Savolovsky terminology, the Avni Nezer has a razzle-dazzle mahalach as to why there's a distinction between Pas Akum and Bishul Akum. How come Lamaisa were Mekel in Gansin on Pas, but not on Bishul? We gave a few explanations, the standard explanations. Al Alechem Yechiyah Ha'adam, maybe it's Lanis Pashta. The Avni Nezer wants to say something different. You know, there's a rule that by Bishul Akum, the only type of food that is forbidden is if the food is Ola al Shulchan Malachim. If the food is Chashav food, food of high quality, food that you could put on a table at a Chashav meal. That's the only food that's Usur based on Bishul Akum. Nishalat HaSha'ela. If that's the case, how can the case when a goy cooks food, k'maychol ben shusoy, the goy cooks the food and it's a third cooked, or the food is a half cooked, tell me, is that oil al shulchan malachim? How could it possibly be usur? Right? Did you ever go to a fancy meal and the food was undercooked? So, I don't know. It does happen sometimes. But it's not supposed to happen. So the question is, how can it possibly be usur, right? L'cha'ora, it is not ole al shulchan melachim. That's the question that the Avni Nezer asks. So the Avni Nezer has a razzle-dazzle chiddush. The Avni Nezer says, you know what, it seems to me that food which is undercooked is Ayla al Shulchan Malachim. And the reason why the undercooked food is Ayla al Shulchan Malachim is because you're at a fancy meal. Usually the food is cooked right before you eat. If it's time to eat, the pre-dinner speaker already finished his speech, you're going to bring the food out, even though it is not yet fully cooked. It's only Maichel Ben Drusoy. But food that's Maichel Ben Drusoy is Oilal Shulchan Malachim. However, says the Avni Nezer, Pas is usually not baked fresh at the meal. When I serve a meal with bread, the bread was baked yesterday, 2 days ago, etc. The bread is not baked fresh for this meal. If that's the case, that the bread is not baked fresh for this meal, so then you would never put bread on the table if it's not fully cooked. So even though, says the Avnei Nezer Chiddush, even though food that is Maicho Ben Drusoy is considered Oila Al Shulchan Melachim, but that's because it's food and you're making it fresh. But bread that you made a few days ago would not be Ola Al Shulchan Melachim if it's not fully cooked. And therefore, if the Goy makes the bread Kimaicho Ben Drusoy and the Jew finishes it off, that's Mamish Gomro Bidei Yisrael. Maicho Ben Drusoy is a meaningless concept by bread, because by bread it's not Ola Al Shulchan Melachim. Now, if I parse this Avnei Nezer, I see a few chidushim. One chidush is that the Avnei Nezer is assuming that the category of Ola Al Shulchan Melachim is a relevant category for Pas, the same as it is relevant for Bishul Akum. Right? Do you remember the shir that we gave way back when, and we wanted to say that there's a machlokas between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, right? Mikol Mokom Lo Mla'ani Libi Lachlok Al Devrei Dodi, is Pas and Bishul the same thing? Is there a kula of Eilal Shulchan Melachim when it comes to Pas? The Avnei Nezer over here is assuming that there is a kula of Eilal Shulchan Melachim when it comes to Pas. That is, we noted, the position of the Mate Yehonasan, of the Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz. But the Prima Godim says that there's no kula of Ola Al Shulchan Melachim by Pas. The Prima Godim tainas that Pas and Bishul, right, have different kulas and different chumras, and Ola Al Shulchan Melachim is an irrelevant concept when it comes to Pas. So that is the idea of the Avnei Nezer. Moreover, the Avnei Nezer's chiddush that food which is cooked to the extent of Maicho Ben Drusoy, food that's cooked a third or a half, that's considered Olah Shulchan Melachim, that itself is very difficult, no? We know it in like Ken Zion, it could be you're at a meal and it's rushed and whatever. Right? It could be. But that's not normal. That's not the normal way things work. It's unlikely that's called Eilal Shulchan Melachim. Yesh Lachkar, something that is Ola Al Shulchan Melachim in the Shas HaDechak B'diyevet in a very difficult situation, is that called Ola Al Shulchan Melachim? The Chalkas Bin Yamin thinks it's not. We have a kasha. How come food that's cooked to Maicho Ben Drusoy is considered Ola Al Shulchan Melachim? So the Chalkas Bin Yamin says this depends on our chakira about potato chips. No? Does anyone want to plug this in? How Maicho Ben Drusoy is the same as a potato chip? Anyone? Yoni? You want to say something? The category. In other words, right, we have the chakira as to whether Ola Al Shulchan Melachim is a din in the min or the maichol. Is Ola Al Shulchan Melachim? In other words, the food is Ola Al Shulchan Melachim. This type of food. You're right. The way I prepared it is not Ola Al Shulchan Melachim. Right? That's, I think, the same svara, right, that we suggested by potato chips. Right? The type of food, the min, is Ola Al Shulchan Melachim. The fact is, I prepared a potato in a different way than it's ordinarily prepared. You know, they say the Eskimos have like 1,000 words for snowflakes. My understanding is that Yiddish has like 1,000 words for potato, no? There's kartoffel is a potato. Right? What are the other words for potato? An aired apple is a potato. No? I think the way potato was like the most usable food for traditional Yiddish speakers. I think there are seriously dozens of terms for potato in Yiddish. But that's a complete aside. But basically, I think the point that it's considered Oila Al Shulchan Melachim, because the min is Eilal Shulchan Melachim, I think that is a very relevant point, and that is what we learned so far in Se'if Yud Beis. Okay, Chevra. Yes, sir. By the Rama and the Darke Moshe, yeah. I mean, in the final product, I think, I don't think the Ogur means the same type of Heker that the Rambam means as a Heker. I think the Heker that's referred to in the Ogur is the fact, I mean, the Lashon of the Darkei Moshe is like this, it's just my Darkei Moshe is like buried under other Sfarim, but the Lashon of the Darkei Moshe is something that it's Nicker because it's Mashpiach, no? Yeah. So, I'm not 1,000,000% sure, because the Rishonim really dispute what's considered Gumro. Does Gumro mean that you make it into food, you make it edible? Or does Gumro mean you make it mamish complete, that you finish the cooking process? The word Gumro is not 1,000,000% clear what it means. So that's why it could be he's hesitant to use the term Gumro, but instead he says because it's Mashpiach, so therefore there's a Heker, and that's a reason to be Mekel. That's my understanding of it. Right, that's what I was saying. It's a Heker in the final product. Yeah. Whoa. The Avnei Nezer is going a step earlier. Remember, the Gemara says, let's say a goy cooks food k'maycho ben shusay, so it's usher. It's a din of Bishol Akum. Nishala Tasha Elah, how could that be Bishol Akum? Right, the guy cooks food k'maycho ben shusay. Is that Bishol Akum? It's not Elah Shulchan Malachim. That's the Avnei Nezer's kasha. I don't know if that will help in terms of the issue I'm donning on, right? You're saying achare kechlos hakol, so the food is olal shulchan malachim because the Jew finished it. But I still got a kasha because the Gemara says that if a guy cooks it k'maychol ben drusai, right now the food is treif. According to half of the Rishonim, the food remains treif la'omeyad. But when the guy cooked it, it wasn't olal shulchan malachim. So how could it be treif? So the Avnei Nezer says, oh, it is Eilal Shulchan Malachim. The other Mahalach is, that's a din in the min, not a din in the Maichel. I think those are the two approaches that we could say to answer that kasha. Okay. Ad kan divrei se'if yud beis. Let's move on to Se'if Yud Gimel. Se'if Yud Gimel, again, like much of the Judaism that we're learning now, it's funny, by the way, I'm not sure if it works like this in Yerideya in general, but the way this simen seems to work is the beginning of the simen is modeled after the Rashba, the Torah's Habayis, and the end of the simen is more modeled after the Mordechai. No? Just in terms of who gets quoted when. Okay. So the Mordechai in Tav Lamed. he quotes the Ra'avi Ha'ezri. The Rav Yo says that if I'm in my house and there is someone who's eating a meal with me, and that person eats pasakum, and the Baal HaBayis is Nizhar and does not eat pasakum. Again, pasakum in this context means paspalter. So the din is that the Baal HaBayis is Botseya. The halacha is, the Gemara says, that the Baal HaBayis is supposed to break the bread in order to give people a large portion. If the Oreach would break the bread, so then the Oreach might be worried that he's going to give away too much of the food of the Baal HaBayis. So it wouldn't be Botseya Ba'ayin Yafeh. The Baal HaBayis is Botseya. The Baal HaBayis is Botseya, even though he himself is makbid not to eat paspalter. But because the guest eats paspalter, therefore the Baal HaBayis is supposed to be Botseya on the paspalter bread. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Se'if Yud Gimel. You should be Botseya on the paspalter of Akum bread, because it's more geshmak, it's better bread than the pas Yisrael. That's the din. Now, there are a few things to be said about this halacha. Thing one, the Trumas Hadeshen, in the end of Simin Lamed Beis, Trumas Hadeshen basically says that this halacha does not only apply when you have a guest who is not Zahir in Paspalter, even if you yourself are ordinarily Zahir in Paspalter, but now you have some Paspalter on the table, which is better than the bread that you have, you yourself are allowed to make the bracha on the Paspalter. I have a chumrah. Ich bin a frume yid, right? I'm so frim, right? So you're a frume yid. And you usually don't eat paspalter. Right now you have paspalter on the table. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, you could use that for your hamoitzi. The fact that the Rav Yah only says the din in a case when you have a guest, for the Trumas Hadeshen, that's not significant. Because the Rav Yah is only dealing with a practical question. If I am usually makbid not to have paspalter, why on earth would I have paspalter on my table? The teretz is that there's a guest. But even me'eza sibashahi, if you have paspalter on the table, and the paspalter is better than the bread that you have, so says the Trumas Hadeshen, you're allowed to be Botseya on the paspalter. Now, the Taz, over here in Oschas, it's a very long Taz, and like you really have to read the Taz slowly and carefully. I think I had to read this Taz 3 times before I chapped what the Taz was saying, no? But the Taz basically quotes this Trumas Hadeshen, and the Taz says, it's not b'mashma in the Rishonim. If anything, we paskin not like that. In Orechayin Simen Kuf Samaches Se'if Hei. So there's a halacha that's quoted from the Sar Mikutzi. The Sar Mikutzi says, let's say I'm eating alone, and I am usually makbid on paspalter, and now I have non-paspalter in... Now, again, I'm usually makbid not to eat paspalter. Now I have paspalter in front of me. So the Sar Mikutzi says, although usually you're supposed to make the hamotzi on the nicer-looking bread, in this case, you make the hamotzi on the other bread because you're machmir usually. So it's not shayich that the Trumas Hadeshen's take on the Rav Yah is correct, because in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Samach Ches of Orechayim, we follow the Sar Mikutzi, we don't follow, which would be against the Trumas Hadeshin's read on this Rav Yoh. Okay, that's what we see. Now, yes. Yes. He writes, I could read it to you. Hu adin legabe pas shogoyim. V'lav dafka nakat rav yah im hayim mesiv ala shulchan Yisrael ha'eichol pas shogoyim. Dibelodi de nami shari. Elo nakatochi delotema mi ha'mevi pas shogoyim ala shulchan. Right? Who would bring the pas shogoyim on the table? Why would it be there? The only reason why it's there is because it's a guest. But hu adin without a guest, it's going to be okay. That's what the Trumas Hadeshin writes. Okay? Azoy shteit b'feirish. Now, l'maisa, we reject the Trumas Hadeshin. How do I understand this halacha? When I am makbir, right? It's a really interesting din, no? That comes up all the time. I have a certain midas chasidus. I have a certain frumkeit. And now I have a guest who doesn't have that frumkeit. So who is supposed to bend? Should the guest bend to the frumkeit of the host, or should the host bend to the non-frumkeit of the guest? The pashtus over here is that the host bends to the non-frumkeit of the guest. Since what the host is doing is only a chumrah, he bends to that. Now that case is very hard to understand. Why would that would be true? And this forces the Bach, the Taz over here quotes the Bach. The Bach comes up with a wild explanation. According to the Bach, so that's what the Taz says. Good Abba, right? That's what the Taz says. The Taz says that the reason why I'm Mekel is because of the halacha of Hachnasas Orchem, and the way you're supposed to be Machnis Oreach is to give the guest the best food, and not only that, you're supposed to be machnes oireach in a way that even if it takes away your own chumras, you should be machnes oireach to let him be more comfortable. Some say it's a regular din of hachnasas orchem. Others say that this is a din a little different, but very similar, that it's a din of tztaka. We don't think in these terms. For us, Hachnasas Orchem usually means that you invite your next-door neighbor, right, who's your best friend anyway, you invite them in for a meal. For them, Hachnasas Orchem often was that there's a Noraman, there's a poor Jew who's in the shul, and you bring him home for the Friday night meal. So there's an Inyan of Tztaka. If the guy brings some bread to the host, and the bread is pas palter, so then in order to make this ani feel good about himself, maybe you should eat the pas palter. Maybe that's the pshat in the din, again, as understood by the Taz. But, yes, sir. Correct. That's correct, right? So it's something that's a chumrah, or it's something that is, I'd say, a lower level din. You know, you have to know, they say that the Chafetz Chaim, when he would have guests, he wouldn't sing Shalom Aleichem on a Friday night, because he said, the guests who I'm having are probably hungry, and how can I welcome the Malachim when I have a mitzvah to give food to the hungry yid in front of me? That's what the Chafetz Chaim said. In other words, you have to know certain things are real dinim, certain things are chumras. I think that's sort of the point that you're making, Yoni. I'm just like telling a story that I like. That's not completely connected, but that's the basic idea. So again, so the Taz is saying that this is a din al tachnasas orchem. The Taz quotes his shver, he quotes the Bach, that the Bach says that this halacha is
an unusual case. The Baal HaBayis in this case is also a worker. The Baal HaBayis, meaning the host of this meal, works for the guest who he has over. Right? I'm a worker. I'm a day laborer. And on one occasion, I decide that I'm going to feed my host. I invite my host for a meal. I'm going to feed the person who hires me, my employer. I invite my employer for a meal. So in that situation, I have a real inyan of being mechabed my employer, and I shouldn't have my frumkeit impinge on the kavod I owe to my employer. That's the way the Bach understands it. The Bach is saying, again, let me read it again. I'm reading the way the Taz quotes the Bach. Who ends up Pirish Mori Chami, the Hamordechai Mari, Shabal Habayis, Yeshlo Etzlo, Ish Echo Bebeso Beschirus, the Eicho Habal Habayis, Im Oso Hasocher. Okay, the worker, right, and the Baal Habayis are eating together the same meal. V'hamitzah bal ha-se'uda livtsoya, v'habal habayis nigrar acharov. Right, the bal habayis being the employer is nigrar after the bal habayis is nigrar after the employer in this unusual case. Usually the bal habayis will make the bracha on whatever bread the Baal HaBayis usually eats. And you would get chumra bread that doesn't taste as good. But in this case, that the Baal HaBayis is also the worker, right? So that's why the Baal HaBayis is going to be eating with the Paschal Goyim. I originally understood the Bach your way. Then I saw that the Chalkas Binyamin quoted it my way, and I read the Bach again, and I think he's right. I think he's right. So what's the heter over here? So the Bach's case is just too complicated. Too complicated, that should be the pshat. The Taz, says that the reason why it's mutter is a din of hachnasas arachim. The Shach says that it's mutter because a din of Eva. Right? Eva basically means that you don't want people to be upset with you. If the way the Shach understands it, usually there would only be an inyan of Eva if I'm eating at a meal, and I'm usually makbid, and there are two people with me, and they are usually makel, so then there would be a concern of Eva if I am, not following the Rav. But Mehecha Tesi, there should be an inyan of Eva if it's just a one-on-one, mano al mano. Why would there be Eva? So the Shach says it's going to be Eva because the guest's bread is so much better, right? The naan, the pas palter shel akum is so much better than the pas Yisrael, so it's going to be Eva if you eat the naan geshmak bread. And apparently, according to the Shach, this concern of Eva allows you to eat naan pas Yisrael, even though you're usually machmir. Now, when I read this Shach, I thought this is a big chiddush. Throughout Maseches Avodah Zarah, many of the Rishonim, in particular the Balei HaTosfos on Daf Beis, the Kohen Rabos, Beis, Yodalet, Chofov, etc., the Balei HaTosfos speak about Eva in the context of a Jew and a Goy. We don't want the Goyim to hate us. But to say that there's Eva for another Jew, that I'm going to relax my chumrah because some other Jew is going to be offended by my chumrah, no? I'm not going to wear my tzitzis out because somebody thinks that it's unkempt, no? I have a chumrah that I do, whatever the chumrah is. I usually am makbid not to use an Erev. It's a chumrah. But you're going to be offended, so I should bow to you. to say Eva between the Yisrael, it seems to me that this is a bit of a difficulty in the Shach. The Shach says it. The Shach says two Jews are eating together, there's an inyan of Eva, and you bend to the person who is eating Pasachim. That's what the Shach says. The Mishnah Brura really does not paskin like this Shach. If you look in the Mishnah Brura in Kuf Samaches, Se'if Katin Chaf Aleph, so he writes that out to the Oireach it's going to be Mutter, but if not for the Oireach it's going to be Usser. He says, according to the Shach, even if it's not a din in the Oireach, even if it's not that I'm the Balabais and he's the guest, still the Halacha is true. Nonetheless, you should follow the Taz, not the Shach. We assume that this halacha is based on the Oreyach, Achnosis Orchim, and since the Baal HaBayis is the Botseya, so the Baal HaBayis is supposed to be Botseya even on bread that he would ordinarily not eat. Now, the base mayor is referenced in the Bir Halacha there in Kuf Samaches. I think I put the Bir Halacha in the Mar Makomis, no? The base mayor raises a question. I'm usually makbid. I have a chumrah not to eat pas palter. I have a chumrah, I only eat pas Yisrael. Now I have a guest over. What gives me a right to be mako on my chumrah? My chumrah should be binding mitam neder, no? Nedarim tesvav en lamed hey, umi ika. Bal Yachel Midrevrehem, Zakli Gemara, of course, is Bal Yachel Midrabonim. Dvarim Hamutarim, Vacherim Nohagim Bohem Isser. That's what we call in Unzerish Brach, we call that a Chumra. It's Be'etzem Dvarim Hamutarim, Acherim Nohagim Bohem Isser. I Atarashai Latir Bifneim, that's Bal Yachel Midrabonim. Nidarim Tesvav and Lamed Hey. So what is the right? By what right do I have to relax my chumrah? Right, l'chayra, chumrah is binding mitam neder. I thought this kasha was actually a very, very good kasha. And the Chelkas bin Yamin on page 49, Chelkas bin Yamin suggests that maybe the answer to this kasha is found in Orach Chaim and Hilchos Tanios. Let's say you have a Yid. I think Maran HaRav Kook was such a Jew that he was makbid to fast Bahab every week. He would always fast Sheni, Chamishi, and Sheni. Every Monday and Thursday, Maran HaRav Kook used to fast. And let's say there's a Bris Milah on a day that you have a private Bahab. So Orach Chaim Tavkuf Samacha says that Bekigon Ha Lo Nahagu, even though it's binding Mitam Neder for me, but when I accepted on myself this Chumrah, I never accepted it on myself in a situation where there's a Bris. So you have to say the same type of Teretz over here as well. When I accepted on myself that I'm not going to eat Pas Palter, I only accepted it on myself in a situation when I don't have guests. In a situation I have guests, I never took that neder midrabanan kivyachol. It never was binding. That could be the pshat in this din. Again, I think that is the way the Chelkas bin Yamin takes it. The Chelkas bin Yamin also, and in Yoni's comment he referenced it, Chelkas bin Yamin asks a question. In this case, the Baal HaBayis is usually makbid not to eat pas palter. He has a guest who eats pas palter. Is the Baal HaBayis mechuyev to eat the pas palter, the more gishmaka pas palter? Or is the Baal HaBayis allowed to eat it? Is it a heter, or is it a chiyuv? So what he points out, and this sounds correct to me, He points out that this is totally in the machlokas Shach and Taz. If the Taz is correct, that the reason why the Baha Bayis eats the non-pas powder is because he has a mitzvah of hachnasas orichim. If it's out mitzvah, so you're mechoyev to do it. But if the Shach is right, that it's out eva, so it doesn't mean that you're mechoyev not to cause eva, right? It just means that you have no obligation. You have no obligation to keep your chumrah. That's the way the that's what the Chokas Binyamin says. Just like as an aside, because I like telling irrelevant stories because they keep me awake. So Dr. David Berger once told me, I was just schmoozing with him. He has like awesome anecdotes. So he pointed out that a certain scholar wrote a work on Maseches Avodah Zarah, and he understood Taisus on Daf Beis that there are certain kulas that we have in terms like we do business with the goyim for 3 days before the festival. May Ikar Hadin, you're not supposed to do that. That's the first Mishnah. What's our kula? So according to one opinion, Taisus the kula is Mishum Eva. So this scholar wrote a book, Mishum Eva, that Jews have an obligation to cause the enmity of the non-Jews. Jews have an obligation to get the goyim upset at us. That is mamish punkt fakert. No? That is exactly the opposite of what Eva means. Not only, it like, mamish makes no sense. Like, sometimes you have a guy who, like, it's clear he didn't understand the whole Masechta. You know, the guy finishes Erevin and he doesn't know what Resh Hey Resh stands for. Right? It's clear that Erfash State's garnished. Right? So, this guy, this scholar, Erfash State's garnished. So these are the dinim. Now, according to both svaras, according to both the Shach and the Taz, right? According to the Taz, the reason I'm meko is because of hachnasas orchim. According to the Shach, the reason I'm meko is because of Eva. The Chayre, this din does not apply in Bnei Beso. Let's say I am makbid. The Baha Bayis is makbid nati paspalter, but his kids aren't. So in that case, there's no hachnasas orchim. So the kula of the Taz doesn't apply. And in that case, also, the Shach's Svarav Mishum Eva doesn't apply as well. The Mishnah Berurah, at the end of his comment there in Se'if Katin Chaf Aleph, of Kuf Samaches, he writes, Kahayom, Shaminik Shekol Echa Mevarech La'atzum Birchas Hamotzi, L'cha'ora lo shayich klal, el ko echad yivarech al pito sha'ochel. It used to be that the Baal HaBayis would make hamotzi for everybody. Bizman hazeh, we only do that on Shabbos. At a regular weekday meal, every person makes their own hamotzi. If that's the case, that every person makes their own hamotzi, so the Tazah Sevara of Hachnasas Orechim and the Baal HaBayis is Boitzeya Ba'ayin Yofer, supposed to give a lot and you're supposed to make the guest happy, that doesn't apply because he's making his own Hamotzi. What about the Shachzer Mishum Eva? Would the Shachzer apply? So the Mishnah Berurah assumes that the Shachzer also would not apply in this case. Not 1,000,000% sure, why not, no? So you're making your own hamotzi, but aren't you going to be offended? How come I'm eating lousy garbage bread when I could eat your geschmack bread? It could be that you'd be offended anyway, so it could be that Eva should still apply. Again, I'm not sure about this last nakuda. Okay, so these are some of the points that I wanted to make here in Kuf Yud Beis Se'if Yud Gimel. Kuf Yud Beis Se'if Yud Daled talks about a din of kutach. Kutach is a milchige salad dressing that has bread that's mixed into it. So the Rishonim, beginning with the Rashba in the Teres Habayis on Daf Tzadi Gimel, they are meko on the kutach. However, when you get beneath the hood of this sugya, you notice that there are different reasons to be meko on the kutach. different svaris. The Rashban Sadi Gimel, Daf Sadi Gimel, quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel that Kutach Shel Goyim Mutter. We're not worried about the Isser Pas Akum, because Pas Akum is only Osir Mishum Chasnus. Kutach is Mutter, because Lechem HaOsay Kalamudim is Petur Minachala. Lechem HaOsay Kalamudim is a Mishnah in Meseches Chala on the first Perek. The Rishonim dispute exactly what Lechem HaOsay Kalamudim is. Rashi writes that Lechem HaOsay Kalamudim is bread that is baked in the sun. It's not baked in the oven. So it's Patur Minachala. Right? V'afu eser noshim lach mechem b'tanur echad. The Gemara tells me that lechem that is made in the tanur is ikri lechem and is chayiv in chala. V'haya b'achochem mi lechem ha'aretz. And if you have pas ha'osli kalamudim, it is putter from chala. The other mahalach that's found in Rishonim is that the pas ha'osli kalamudim is putter from chala because it is like really garbage bread, and it's the type of bread that normal people don't eat. It's only given like as fodder to animals, stuff like that. It's putter from chala out for that reason. The Rashba is not dipping his hat into why the lechem ha'osli kalamudim is putter from chala. But the Rashba here in Sadi Gimel is saying that kutach is made with lechem ha'asui kalamudim. Kutach is made with this type of junk bread, or this type of bread that's baked in the sun. And therefore, there is no din of pas akum on the kutach. Right? Remember, we had a chakira way back when. What is the real model of pas akum? Is it modeled after the din d'rabbanon of birchas hamaitzi, or is it modeled after the din d'oraisa of challah? Remember this? Right, we discussed a suffix in the Rabbeinu Yechiel about niblish and kunikish, right? These types of things, it made it, where was it, Sif Dalet, Sif Hey? No? And that was a question about whether it's modeled after challah or modeled after hamotzi. I think lechem ha'osay kalamudim is still going to be hamotzi, by the way. The Rashba is saying that there's no din to pas akum because it's putter min ha'challah. Me'eza sibashahi, I'm not sure why, but the Rashba is it's putter from challah. And therefore, well, the Mishnah says Pater V'Challah, whatever the explanation of the Mishnah is given by the Rishonim, and therefore the Rashba says there's no din of Pas Akum. However, in the Mefarshim over here, they say that it's Pater from Challah because the Lechem is going to be Batal to the Kutach. You have the Sally dressing, and it's mixed in. So therefore, b'pashtus, it's going to be, b'pashtus, it's going to be butl. The mecholov, the melach, is roiv keneged hapas, and pas akum is betela berov, and that seems to be the hemsheikh of the Shulchan Aruch. Because Shulchan Aruch, after saying this din of Kutach, it writes, Kol makom shenis arva, v'chein, kol makom shenis arva, pashol goyim b'sh'ar machol, is batul b'roiv, bein b'lach, bein b'yovesh, etc. In other words, Kutach is batul b'roiv, the lechem, the bread and the Kutach is batul b'roiv, and any time you have pas akum, it's batul b'roiv. It's funny that the Mefarshim are giving a reason that is different than, or the Shulchan Aruch is giving a reason that is different than the than the reason that the Rashba, who is the Makar Hadin, himself gives. I don't know why this happened. I don't know why the Rama decided to give a different pshat rather than the standard pshat of the Rashba of Lechem Ha'osui Kalamudim. Yeah. Right. Okay. Oh, so that's why they move away from the Rashba, because the Rashba's Cheshbin is based on the paradigm of Chala, and La Halacha, you're saying we accept the paradigm of Hamutzi. I mean, again, that would take... It could be it's pshat, it just would take detective work to figure out if you're correct. Now, you'd have to go through all of the Mefarshim and see who they're quoting. It would require some detective work. It could be MS, but I'm not able to do the detective work right now. Okay. So, Bekitzer, the Rashba has his reason. Shulchan Aruch is saying a reason out bittul. Comes along the Shach in Se'if Katin Chaf Gimel, and the Shach says, bittul, here in the Ramah, it says that Pas Goyim is Batul B'Rayiv. Pas Goyim is Batul B'Rayiv. Later on in Simen Kuf Tes Vav, we have Dinim of Gevinas Nochrim and Chemas Nochrim, etc. And over there, the Shach notes that the Pashtus is the Din, the Pashtus and the Din in the Raman, Kuf Tes Vav, is that Gevina and Chema, if you're Makbid on Chema, some are Makbid, some are not Makbid, but they are not Batul B'Rov, they are Batul B'Shishim. So the Shach is bothered by the Kasha. Which of these Isurim is Batul B'Rov, and which are Batul B'Shishim? So the Shach writes in Oschot Gimel, that not only is Pas Akum Batul B'Rayiv, but even Bishul Akum is Batul B'Rayiv. That's what the Shach writes. Bishul Akum is also Batul B'Rayiv. The Gra in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel Os Mem, the Gra says that even though the Ramah says Pas Akum is Batul B'Rayiv, but Bishul Akum has to be Batul B'Shishim. The real question over here is, how do I learn this Ramah that Pas Akum is Batul B'Rayiv? The Shach is saying that there's a fundamental difference between Pas Akum and Bishul Akum on the one hand versus everything else, that these are Dinim Mishum Chasnus. And because these Dinim are Mishum Chasnus, it's Ki'ilu, the Isser is not real Macholos Asuros. I'll say it like this. Real Macholos Asuros is Batul B'Shishim. But an Isser Mishum Chasnus is not Batul B'Shishim. And the Shach is going to say that these Dinim are Dinim Mishum Chasnus, and therefore it is Batul B'Rayiv, not B'Shishim. The Gra, however, is going to say that the reason why Pas Akum is Batul B'Rayiv, the Gra says, is because it's a special Kula in Pas Akum. Because, like we noted, Pas has all these Kulas. Maybe the Isser L'Sol Nispashet. Maybe Al HaLechem Yichya HaAdam. We have all these Kulas by Pas. And because I have so many Kulas by Pas, Therefore, pass is batul b'raiv, says the Gra. But bishul akum is not batul b'raiv. Bishul akum requires bitul b'shishim. Yesterday, we had a discussion on a different shach. We noted that although the shach in Kuf Yud is machmir on a suffik derabbanan b'makom cheskas iser, but over here in Kuf Yud Beis, the shach is make on a suffik derabbanan b'makom cheskas iser. And we pointed out that even by bishul akum, at least the way the Taz learned the din in Kuf Yud Gimel, even by bishul akum, we're makel on safek drabbanan b'makom cheskas iser. If you're not sure if the guy stirred the pot, it's going to be mutter. Even though there was cheskas iser, the guy put. You're not sure the yid stirred the pot, it's going to be mutter. Even though the guy put the food on the pot, it's cheskas iser. The Reb Yosef Shol Nathanson and the Chur Shalom Eshev is quoted in the Chokas Bin Yamin on page 100 that the reason why I'm mekel on Safek Derabbanan B'makom Cheskas Iser is because it's an Iser Mishum Chasnas. So therefore, it's not really the same level Iser as all the other dinim that the Shach is addressing in Simin Kuf Yud. That is exactly a shach type of svara over here. The Gra, who's machmir on bishul akum, that it requires bitul b'shishim, so the Gra would say that pas and bishul are different. And again, I don't know how the Gra paskins in general about safek derabbanan b'makom cheskas iser, that I can't comment on. But certainly he does not hold of the svar of the Sholom Eshev that Yisurim Mishum Chasnus are not called Ma'acholos Asuros. I think that is relatively clear. One other ha'ora here in Se'if Yudalit, the Kutach of Goyim is Mutter. Nishalat HaSha'ela. Kutach has an advanced recipe. The recipe is that you mix bread with some sort of milchic stuff, some sort of milk. How come the milk is mutter? Shouldn't the milk be chalav akum? We'll have to talk about chalav akum at length. But the milk should be also chalav akum. So why is it mutter? So the Shach and the Taz, everybody is bothered by this kasha. And they say something to the effect of as follows. The Shach writes in Yischof Beis that the reason for the Isser of Cholav Akum is that no one is going to give you a full cup of cow milk or a full cup of camel milk. A full cup of camel milk or a full cup of sow milk, of pig milk. No one's going to give it to you because it looks very different than cow milk. Cow milk is white and camel milk is like yellowish. It looks in guns and different. So you're not worried about that. What you are worried is that maybe a teeny bit of pig milk was mixed into your cow milk. Right? That's what the Gemara writes in Lamed Hey on the base. Well, the only time I'm worried about that is when it's not going to be bottle. It's not going to be bottle in a situation where there's like pockets, like by cheese, by Gevina Sakum, there might be some pockets where the milk is. Where the treif milk is. Or by the chema, there might be some pockets where the treif milk is. By the cup of milk, it could be that it's going to be rive, or it could be there's going to be enough treif milk that it won't be bottled. But by cheese and by butter, the reason why it's not bottled is because it's noticeable. By the kutach, it's mixed to such an extent that it is not noticeable. And therefore, the kutach is not subject to the rules of cholav akum. That is the way the shach learns this din. The Taz has a different mahalach. The Taz says that the reason why Kutach is not subject to Bishul Nachrim, is not subject to Chalav Nachrim, I'm mamish getting drunk already. The reason why Kutach is not subject to Chalav Nachrim, says the Taz, is because we're talking about a case where a Jew watched them make the Kutach. The Jew watched the guy milk the cow that you're going to use for the Kutach. So therefore it's Taka Chalav Yisrael Kutach, but the only Shaila is out to the pass. That's what the Taz writes. The Nekudas HaKesef over here basically has a brief essay where he says that even though in the Gemara it sounds like the Kutach of Nachrim is Aser Alts Cholav, but it could be that the recipe of Kutach that was used in the time of the Gemara is different than the recipe of Kutach that is used in our days. Okay, gentlemen, any questions, comments, observations, jokes? Yes, Maxwell. Shalom Aleichem. How are you? Yeah, so you have to look. It's complicated. Simin Kuf Yud Se'if Chaf. Simin Kuf Yud Shach Se'if Chaf. There are two of them, or actually three of them. There is Kuf Yud regular Se'if Katan Chaf in the Shach. Then after Se'if Katan Samach Dalet in the Shach, the Shach has his own klolim of Svek Sveika, and an ice chaf of the klolim of the Svek Sveika of the Shach, you have it over there. And then there's a third os chaf, which is the kitzer klolim of the Shach and the Svek Sveika. So there's, you're going to see, you'll see the number, you'll see the kuf yud os chaf in the Shach three different times. It's ke'ilu, I remember when I was dating. So if you go and you date girls in Kew Gardens Hills, it's like the most common thing in the most complicated place in the world. They have 71st Street, 71st Road, 71st Avenue, 71st Terrace. No? It's mamish, like, it's ke'ilu, the Shachs over here in kuf yud are like that. Okay. Yes, sir. So I'll say it like this. It's considered Cheskas Isser in this case because the guy put the food on the fire. And yeah, but if Chazaka can mean status quo, if you leave things as they are, the guy puts food on the fire, Mistama, it's going to be tray food. The guy put food on the fire. That makes it treif. There's a cheskas iser, not cheskas iser in the sense of I knew it was treif beforehand, but cheskas iser in the sense, this is, did we say this, or I said this in a different share I gave yesterday. Certain words in Shas mean different things in different places. Chazaka also has different meanings. Right? There's chazaka by Dine Mominis. There's chazaka of cheskas habatim. Those are two totally different types of chazakas. The fact that my yarmulke is mine is a muchzik, is a chazaka. The fact that I've been squatting, there's a din of chazaka. Right? There's a chazaka of presumed status quo, that because it happened until now, it will mistama remain. And there's a chazaka that there used to be an iser, and now the iser, right? It used to be usur, and was the isur lifted? That's a different type of chazaka than just assuming that the status quo remains. Cheskas chayim, right? A person is shaleach a get, but status quo creates a chazaka. In other words, maybe sure there it. Status quo doesn't have to be isur. Status quo means it's here. The food is on the oven. The guy put the food on the oven. Right? You ask me, what's the likely scenario? The likely scenario is it's treif. The guy put the food on the oven. Treif, treif, treif. Glat treif. That's a chazaka. That's what I'm saying. That's a chazaka of status quo. It's a different type of chazaka. Right? There are other... Cheskas Chayim is an example of that. Right? Someone sends a get to his wife. Right? You assume the guy's alive. Right? It's not like there's a halacha of it. Mistama, things didn't change. That's a different question. The Mishnah Lamelech, yeah. The Mishnah Lamelech is saying something different. The Mishnah Lamelech is saying that if I have something, I only say Suffolk to Rabbanan Lahakel if you know the guy tried to get out of the situation. Yarad Litbol. So then, right, if the Tumah is a Tumah de Rabbanan, so then we could be Mekel. But Yarad, if the guy's not Yarad Litbol, I'm not going to be Mekel because there's no Suffolk that he did anything. Here also, right, that was the kasha that we quoted from the Chochmah Shlomo or something, you know? Okay, so if I understand what you're saying correctly, it could be that you're suggesting that when the Shach says, I don't say Safek to Rabbanon Lahakel, but Makam Cheskas Isser, maybe that's only a Cheskas Isser in the sense of it used to be Usser, as opposed to a Cheskas Isser of a status quo. Right? That could be. And that I think is actually, Yosef Tov, that actually sounds reasonable to me, but I don't know. Oh, Zach, you're learning with Zach. Send Zach my regards. Okay. Gevaldik. Okay, Chever, any other questions, comments, observations, jokes? Yes. Mm. Okay. Mm. Mm. In other words, that's... Right. So I think that... Right, so that's, I think what you're saying is probably the pshat as it's understood by the Ramu and most poskim. It loses its chain pass because it's bottle to everything else. But... And the Bria Chadosha means that it loses its status of bread when it becomes something new. It's a Nayazach. The Nayazach is Kutach, Das Heis Nisht Pas. Right? But because it's Batal in the sense of it loses its identity. That could be. Right. Again, that could be the pshat. The only ha'ara I have is, I think that could be what they mean by bittul. I think by bittul they might mean exactly that nakuda. Yeah. Uh-huh. In other words, you're saying that the Shach would not say, uh-huh, that could be. In other words, the Shach would not say that there's a Kula of Eva, like, why should I be embarrassed about my Chumra in general? But when I have an Oireach over, then, like that. An ani.
That could be. Yeah, that could be. Right. Right, that could be. That could be, Anochanami. Okay. Listen. Okay, I love you. I'll speak to you later. Rabbi Shlomovitz, you have any comments? No, Rabbi Shlomovitz is still online. Do you have any comments? Okay. Okay, Chevra, have a good day. Oh, yes. Kol Tov. Good to see you.